Chapter 2. Malgus let his anger build with each step he took toward the temple's entrance. The force responded to his emotional state, caught him up in its power until he was awash in it. He sensed the seed of fear growing in the soldier's guts.
"I said stop,"
the lead soldier said again.
"Do nothing," Malgus said to Alina over his shoulder. "These are mine."
She let her hands fall slack to her sides and fell in behind him. The three guards spread out into an arc as they approached him, their movements cautious, blaster rifles ready. The entrance to the temple, a 15-meter-tall opening in the edifice's facade, loomed behind them.
"Who are you?"
the guard asked. The last word hung in the air, frozen in time, as Malgus drew on the force and augmented his speed. The hilt of his lightsaber filled his hand, and its red line split the air. He cross-cut the guard before him, putting a black canyon in his chest, continued the swing through the guard on his left, and with his left hand, used a blast of power to drive the third guard into the temple wall, hard enough to crush bones and kill him. Malgus felt the sudden surge of terror in the two soldiers up on the ledge to his left, felt them take aim in sweaty hands, start to squeeze triggers. He flung his lightsaber at them, guided it with the force in a flickering red arc that cut both of them down, then recalled the blade to his hand. He deactivated it and hung it from his belt. The roar of a rocket pack drew his attention. On a ledge above the temple's entrance, the Mandalorian rode the fire on her back to a high window on one of the temple's upper tiers and disappeared within. He trusted that she would join him for the combat inside. He checked his chrono, watched the numbers evaporate. 29 seconds. Alina took station to his right, and they entered the temple. The setting sun at their back reached through the huge doorway and extended their shadows before them, giant dark heralds marking the path ahead. Within the temple was a stillness, a peace soon to be shattered. Malgus's boots rapped against the polished stone floor. The hall extended before them for several hundred meters. Two rows of elegant columns reached from floor to ceiling on either side, framing a processional down the hall's center. Ledges and balconies, too, lined both sides. Malgus felt the presence of more guards and Jedi to his right, his left, and before him. He checked his chrono. 12 seconds. Motion above and to his right, then to the left, drew his eyes. Curious Padawans looking down from the ledges above.